Terms of endearment are business as usual in Bristol, England. Now, for reasons we will perhaps soon ascertain, it is as common in Bristol to refer to one's fellow citizens as my love, ducks, or dear, as it was to hail someone as comrade in old Moscow. A couple of weeks ago, apparently at the request of the Bristol city leader, Barbara Jenk, a memo was sent to city receptionists and security staff, admonishing them to greet members of the public as sir or madam. No longer my love, my sweet, or dear. A furor has ensued. Charlie Morton is a reporter for the Bristol Evening Post who's been covering the story. He joins us from Bristol. Mr. Morton, thanks for being with us, dear.
Thank you.
Is that the right way to use it?
That's right. I'm not sure you'd call me my dear. Of course, I'm a chap. But yes, my dear and my love, these are sort of terms of endearment, particularly to Bristol, I think, which have been used since anyone can remember. They're very much part of the culture.
Well, were there members of the public or perhaps tourists and visitors who had objected?
Well, so we are told. However, when we ran this story in our newspaper, we saw it as a bit of fun. But once we'd run the story, we got all kinds of people contacting us by email, letters and phones. And I have to say about 90% of the people thought it was ridiculous and that council staff should be able to retain that sort of more familiar form of greeting, you know, calling people my dear and my love. They think it's all part of the Bristol tradition and should be preserved, really.
And help us understand the depth of furor. I gather that council leader Jenk has been away.
She was away, but she's now back. And that's one of the interesting and quite amusing things. It was, as I say, a very light-hearted bit of fun story when we first wrote it. But it's actually sort of, because she was sort of refused to admit that it was just a bit of fun, she's actually come under quite a lot of fire from some of her fellow politicians who think she should really back down on this because it's just a bit of fun at the end of the day.
Is there no one that thinks that if they just come on into City Hall, as we would call it, and somebody calls them my dear or love, that that's not a bit cheeky?
Well, there might be some. And I suppose Barbara Jenk, she probably was trying to make a well-intended point that there might be some people, particularly those with a grievance, they might take it the wrong way and they might appreciate a bit more formality.
I mean, excellent point. If you come down there to say, you folks ain't old away me garbage for 4 weeks, don't call me love.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I mean, I think this was probably the point Barbara Jenk was trying to make. However, I would say that about, you know, at least 90% of the people we've spoken to, and it's a lot of people, really don't see the harm in it.
Mr. Morton, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you.
Sir, as we put it here.
Thank you, sir.
you can call me Ducks.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Charlie Morton of the Bristol Evening Post in Bristol, England.